This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
Walk me through those early days with your dad. What kinds of things did he tell you, that he teach you, that stood with you, that really made a difference for you in your growth and being successful? I mean, there's a lot of people that read books about how to be successful and they don't do anything with it. You had an opportunity for a mentor to take you under his wing, being your dad. What did you learn? What are some of those things that we want to hear that he taught you?
Sure. Well, he was a man of action. So his philosophy was, you know, yeah, you need a plan, but planning is relatively small compared to the going, right? And so now you got to go. And the way that he used to call it, you know, you push into something. So you have a plan and then you start pushing into it. And then as you experience the challenges and adversities, you see the opportunities and then you eventually figure it out. He loved the concept of contracting. The thing that drove him crazy was to, when somebody tried to move his work into unit pricing, it took all the fun out of it. Unless he could look at a project and say, all right, it's worth $100,000 to you. Let's negotiate that I'll get it done for $100,000. And then I can figure out however the most efficient way to get it done is by starting, right? And so he loved contracting because you would negotiate a lump sum price and then it was completely up to you to create and to solve the problems around the project. And so he was definitely a man of action. He was also somebody that tended to cheer for the underdog. He might have seen himself as an underdog in life. And so he gave people a lot of grace and a lot of opportunity to grow. And so I think that was embedded in my DNA, which is, yeah, you may be the leader, but you should never look down upon somebody else because they haven't had, you know, the opportunities or success that you've had. And to really see the benefits and the beauty of seeing people grow. And so he was really intentional about that. And I'd hope that I picked up on that well.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.